They cracked heads, used Roland's knife, its edge now dull, to pry open skulls, and removed the brains of their kill. These they put carefully aside, like a clutch of large gray eggs. By the time the last deer was debrained, Susanna's fingers were so sore and swollen she could hardly bend them. "Lie over," Roland said. "Sleep. I'll take the first watch." She didn't argue. Given her full belly and the heat of the fire, she knew sleep would come quickly. She also knew that when she woke up tomorrow, she was going to be so stiff that even sitting up would be difficult and painful. Now, though, she didn't care. A feeling of vast contentment filled her. Some of it was having eaten hot food, but by no means all. The greater part of her well-being stemmed from a day of hard work, no more or less than that. The sense that they were not just floating along, but doing for themselves. "Jesus," she thought, "I think I'm becoming a Republican in my old age." Something else occurred to her then. How quiet it was. No sounds, but the sough of the wind, the whispering sleet now starting to abate, and the crackle of the blessed fire. "Roland?" He looked at her from his place by the fire, eyebrows raised. "You've stopped coughing." He smiled and nodded. She took his smile down into sleep. But it was Eddie she dreamed of. 9. They stayed 3 days in the camp by the stream, and during that time Susanna learned more about making hide garments than she would ever have believed, and much more than she really wanted to know. By casting a mile or so in either direction along the stream, they found a couple of logs, one for each of them. While they looked, they used their makeshift pot to soak their hides in a dark soup of ash and water. They set their logs at an angle against the trunks of 2 willow trees, close, so they could work side by side, and used chert scrapers to dehair the hides. This took 1 day. When it was done, they bailed out the pot, turned the hide liner over, and filled it up again, this time with a mixture of water and mashed brains. This cold-weather hiding was new to her. They put the hides in this slurry to soak overnight, and while Susanna began to make thread from strings of gristle and sinew, Roland resharpened his knife, then used it to whittle half a dozen bone needles.